Today, what we are seeing in this world today is nothing but tribulation and trials in the souls of men. The problems of this world are so compound, so complex, that you see, we have the scientists, the politicians, and the people of this world coming together on a daily basis, trying to solve the problem of humanity. New inventions, new laws, you know, new Christian denominations, new religions popping up every day. Why? Because they are all seeking for a solution to the problems that we see in humanity, in mankind. But we discover that the only way to resolve this problem can be found in Christ. In Christ, you know. Some people are talking about giving signs that when this happens, the end of the world is coming, all that kind of stuff. You see, but as we're getting better understanding concerning the Word of God, we realize that the end comes when we transcend this carnal realm of our existence as human beings, and we transcend into a realm that is Christ. Because the world actually is a concept, is a realm that men live in, a realm that is separated from the reality of the living God, a realm that is separated from the presence of the living God. Amen? Now, if you look at from time immemorial, just look through history, there has been wars. There have been depressions. Get a point? There have been, you know, all kind of disasters over the years. And these things continue on and on, and they rear their faces in different dimensions, in different ways. You see? But I want us to realize that in the midst of all these generations that have passed, God always had his people. God always, you know, picked up a certain people, you know, a chosen people, and separated them from the world in that time. Amen? God always, you know, surrounded his people and protected them and guided them and protected them from the evils of this world. What I'm trying to say is that while the world is languishing, while we see all the pain and anguish under the sun, God can actually bring us to a place of perfect peace and prosperity in him. A place whereby we are not affected by the pains of humanity. This is the place God is bringing us. This is the salvation he's talking about. Amen? Why we saw Jesus Christ walking upon the waves of the sea, he talks about a people, the body of Christ, because that is a prophetic thing we saw there. Jesus Christ didn't just walk on the sea to show off to his disciples. No. These things are prophetic. They are prophetic things by nature, so that we who are spiritual can discern what the Lord is saying. By those prophetic, Jesus Christ could walk upon the waves of the sea, meaning that the body of Christ are people who can walk above the turmoils and the tribulation of humanity. Amen. Hallelujah. Let there be wars. Let there be depressions. Let there be this and that. But there is a people who are going to walk over these things in perfect peace in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking in this hour. It is always good to listen. Amen. Because when you listen with your spiritual eyes to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, what happens is that there is an awareness. You know, there's an illumination that occurs within us where we become more and more aware of the presence of the living God. Amen. Now, some people are carried away with religious practices. Some people are carried away with activities in this world. You know, but I tell you that the time has come to cease from such activities. Amen. The time has come to cease from such activities. Amen. Hallelujah. The time has come for us to do what? To cease from activities of religion and come to the still place of God and listen to what God is saying in this hour. Amen. It is very, very important. Now, this message actually borders on the garden of God within us. Because this is a mystery. Every man walking upon the face of the earth has a garden locked up within him. Amen? A garden flowing with, you know, with streams of living water. A garden, you know, with the best of fruits. Amen? A garden with everything that you will ever need. Is in the midst of every single man walking upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the state, or it doesn't matter how you look at the person. This mystery is locked up in every man. Amen. It doesn't matter whether the person is insane. It doesn't matter whether the person looks sick. It doesn't matter whether the person, you know, has a problem in his marriage life. It doesn't matter whether the person doesn't have a job. Amen. The root of the problem of humanity today is that they have not discovered this garden, this fountain within them. Amen. That is the root of the problem. Somebody thought that he could get all the money in this world and he would find peace and satisfaction. But he discovered that when he got the money, he needed something else. Amen. If you live outside or without an understanding of that garden within you, your life, you can never find the peace and the satisfaction that you are seeking. Amen. You will always be learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, these things have even, they've gone around even to the realms of religion. Even religious people have started to even look for signs outside. But there's only one thing that you should look for. Amen. Amen. And that is the garden of God within you. It's a mystery within you. Jesus Christ, in the days of his ministry, you know, when he met with the scribes and Pharisees, at a point, they asked him about the coming of God's kingdom. When will it come? You know, as usual, being natural men, carnal men, they always expected a physical sign. They always look forward to a physical sign of a God coming down from heaven, or is something like probably, you know, God coming from the sky and restoring Israel, or all these, you know, fables of religion that we see today in this world. But Jesus Christ said, no. That the kingdom of God is what? It's within you. It's inside each and every one of us. Amen? The kingdom of God is within you. It's a reality within you. Amen? Stop looking on the outward. Amen? Stop trying to look outside to see signs and expect some kind of change outwardly. Amen? The world cannot change. Amen? The world cannot change. It is we that change. Amen? Or rather, it is we who come to the consciousness of the garden of God within you. Amen? Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ said, I'm not praying for the world, but I'm praying for those that God has taken out of the world. Amen? God is taking us out of this consciousness of flesh and blood, out of this consciousness of this carnal realm, and taking us into an inner consciousness, a realm where you can find God. It's the spirit realm. That's why it says you must be born again. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? As long as you remain in your carnal identity, in your flesh and blood identity, seeing things out of the flesh, you cannot get to understand or realize that paradise of God within you. Amen? There is a paradise of God within you. A place within us where everything is perfect. A place within us where, you know, you meet face to face with the living God. Hallelujah. We realize today that apart from ignorance of that garden of God within us, amen, the thing that actually makes that garden blossom within us is God's presence. Hallelujah. How many of us realize that when we come to the place of union with the omnipotent and omnipresent God, you cannot fear anymore. Amen. When you come to the place where you understand that all things are working for your good because you do the things that please God. When you come to the place where you realize that what? All things are possible because the eternal one is one with me. Amen? I always do the things that please me. Hallelujah. You see, this is the realm that God is taking us into. A realm where you are in perfect peace. A realm whereby you see, the waves of the sea grow violent. And like Jesus, you sleep in the boat. Untroubled. With no trouble. Why? Because he was in the bosom of the Father. Amen. He lived in the consciousness of God. He lived in the reality of the consciousness of God. Hallelujah. That is what we should be fighting for. Amen. Because the kingdom of God is within each and every one. We should be fighting to do what? To come into that realization of God within us. Hallelujah. Not church activities, not clapping hands. Amen. Not running up and down and doing. No, no, no. What we are talking about is getting to know God. Paul said that I may know him. Amen. Did you hear Paul say that I may be a pastor? Amen. That I may open a church? No. Amen. No. What it was that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Amen. The power of the resurrection is that which what will lift us up from the miry clay. It will lift us up from the flesh and blood consciousness, from the carnal consciousness, and place our feet on the spiritual rock, which is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. On Zion, a place where we can see the living God. Amen. A place where you find the garden of God. Hallelujah. This is the purpose of the gospel. The purpose of the gospel is to reveal this mystery of God within each and every one of us. The purpose of God, of the gospel, is to reveal the mystery of the garden of God within us. Hallelujah. The garden of Eden. What's the meaning of Eden? Pleasures. Amen. Hallelujah. The garden of pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, on the right hand of God are pleasures forevermore. Amen. It's a place whereby you cannot but rejoice and praise the Lord, you know, continuously. Amen. It's a place where there is no evil. It's a place where everything works good for your good. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus Christ said what? Eternal life is what? That you may know him. That is eternal life. Amen. We have been cut off from the life of God. We've been cut off from his love. That is why you see people in tribulation tomorrow, in today. That's why you worry about, you know, the bills. Amen. That's why you worry about your future. Why? Because we are cut off in our sins and trespasses from the presence of the living God. But the gospel now is here to reconcile us back by breaking the wall of division. The wall of division, it is where it is in our minds. Hallelujah. The wall of division is where? In our minds. Hallelujah. All the things that we have been taught, you know, by our, you know, the false shepherd, right from the day we entered into this world, is what? These are the things that have, you know, tried to separate us more and more from the reality of God's presence. Amen. The impression, you know, we've had that we cannot, that God is an entity far away from us, somewhere in the blues. Amen. And you see, people have worshipped something that is not God. And I do so to say, people have not really known God in this world. Religion does not know God. Amen. Neither the moral concepts of men. All those things are not God. Hallelujah. All that we need to do is to come and grow into the consciousness of the living God. Amen. Now, somebody will say, what happened in the beginning? We know God created everything perfect. Didn't he? Amen. God created everything perfect in the beginning. He created man. The Bible says that he gave man dominion. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 20, he gave man everything to rule over. Amen. All the works of his hand. God gave everything to man to rule over. For his pleasure. For his enjoyment. You see the account of Adam. Adam was placed in the Garden of Eden. And all that the Lord commanded Adam to do was to keep the garden. Which means that we should keep our state in God. Amen. That is all. And Adam had everything going for him. Amen. That is a realm of infinite possibilities. Amen. A realm where you are covered in the glory of the Lord. A realm where you do not see any trace of condemnation in you. Amen. A realm where you walk boldly in one with the Father. Hallelujah. That is the realm that Adam lived in. Adam knew nothing but joy and gladness. He did not know the sorrows that we see today in humanity. No. Amen. But it was the moment Adam took of that fruit, which is it's a kind of soul food. Amen. It's a kind of doctrine that comes to do what? To carve out a separate identity from God. When man now carves out a separate identity from God, to live independent of God, thinking that he's wise. Amen. He tries to gain this world. Amen. The devil lies to man that God is withholding something from man. That God, we know, cannot take care of you. God is withholding something from you. And he does what? Man now tries to work out something for himself. And the more you draw, go away from God, the more you become self-conscious, the more you become wicked because of your survival instinct, and the more you find yourself plunged into sorrows. Amen? Hallelujah. Paul said that many people have left the faith. Many people have left the faith in God. To do what? To pursue after riches. That's the gain of this world. What will it profit a man if he does what? If he gains this world and loses his soul. So the root problem is that to gain this world. That is the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world is that you should do what? Gain this world. It's to gain an identity separate from God. Amen. It's to gather and accumulate in this world unto your name and unto yourself. That is the wisdom of this world. Amen. And people think that they are wise when they do this, only for them to do what? To die off. Amen. To lose their souls. To lose the love of God. Amen. Jesus Christ said that your life does not consist in your riches, in that, in what you possess in this world. Amen. In this carnal world. Amen. True riches is your faith towards God. Amen. True riches is found in your covering in God, in your oneness with God. Hallelujah. True riches is found only when you find yourself, you discover yourself in Christ. Hallelujah. When you discover yourself in God. Because when you have God, all things are yours. All things are possible. Amen. All things are under your feet when you have God with you. Amen. But without God, you are what? You are nothing. Hallelujah. So this is what the gospel. Now, God's intention by sending Jesus Christ was to what? Bring us back to where? To the garden. Which is actually a consciousness within us. The garden of God is not a location somewhere in heaven. In the sky. It's a consciousness within us. This, now, these things I'm saying are very important truths. They are precious truths. Because what will it profit you if you pass these years, your all your lifetime in this earth? How many years? 100 years maximum? 120. If you pass all your years here on this earth without tasting of this thing that the Lord is saying, it's all in vain. It is better you were not born. Amen. So the garden of God, or rather God's presence, can only be attained by what? How can we attain to God's presence? By ascending spiritually. Amen. In our consciousness. We can only be, you know, get to know God in our consciousness. Amen. And this happens when we are what? We are reawakened. Amen. That's what it calls. It comes to reawaken us. It comes to wake us up from the dead. Amen. It comes to resurrect us from the dead. Amen. Because actually death is separation from the living God. Death is unconsciousness. When you become unconscious of what? Of the living God is what? You are dead. When you do, you cannot feel the presence of God, you are dead. Amen. But what God now, Christ now calls you out from the grave to awaken you, amen, and bring you back into the presence of God. Amen. Into the place of pleasures. He awakens you from the grave of humanity, from the graveyard, where you are perishing, where you are suffering in your sorrows, in your bitterness, in your anger. Amen. Suffering your sicknesses, in your diseases, in the grave. He brings you up, you know, by the power of the resurrection, and places you back in the presence of God, in a place of joy, in a place of gladness, in a place of peace, in a place of abundance, where you shall lack nothing. Amen. That's why, that is what he was demonstrating with Lazarus, you know, and all of that. He says the hour is coming when you will hear the voice of the Son of Man. Can you hear the voice of the Son of Man now? What you are hearing today is the voice of what? Of the Son of Man. Amen. It is the voice of the Christ calling you to come forth from the dead. Come forth from ignorance and come into the light. Come into the presence of God. Come back into the garden of God. Hallelujah. So it is very important as Christians that we do what? We learn to hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Isn't it? No wonder Jesus Christ kept on saying in the days of his ministry, mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. Amen. We have to hear after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hear after the Spirit and know God is trying to give us what they call an escape route. Amen. In the book of Job, chapter 33, the Bible says that God speaks to men in diverse ways, but men do not perceive. Amen. God's intention is to do what? To withdraw us from the pit. His intention is to withdraw us from our suffering. Amen. The intention is to withdraw you from your pain, from your anguish of soul, and to place you in a place of prosperity. This is the will of God. Amen. But the problem is that men do not perceive it. Amen. Men do not perceive when God is speaking. Men are carried away with activities that you see in the religious realm. But God is calling us that we shall not be like of such, that we shall come forth, you know, and possess the land. This is the will of God for our lives. Hallelujah. Now, I just want us to meditate. What is the message? What is God telling us now in this hour? That we should awaken to the consciousness of the fact. Amen? We should awaken to the consciousness of the fact that we are what? That we are one with God. Amen? That we are one with God. Amen? No matter how you feel. Amen? No matter how you feel. No matter how your condition is, whether it be your health conditions, no matter your habits, no matter the state, your financial state, no matter how you feel, you just have to accept the righteousness of God by faith. Amen? It doesn't matter whether you are a smoker, you are a drug addict. Amen? It doesn't matter how low you feel you are. You must by faith now begin to receive the free gift of righteousness that has been given to all creatures under the sun. Amen? The hand of the Lord has been extended. And the heart of God is being revealed to us now that we are beginning to understand that He has justified us. Amen? That He sees us as righteous. We are no more sinners before Him. But we are what? Perfect beings before Him. All we have to do is to arise by faith and receive it by faith in this hour. Amen. You are fellowship, you know. Enter into fellowship as you fellowship with the Lord. Amen. In quiet times. Don't be carried away with the crowds. We're talking of in the spirit. Fellowshipping in the spirit. Walking in the spirit. He will open your ears and tell you things and show you things. Amen. And as your ears open, as your eyes open, mountains in your life will begin to give way. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, a way will be prepared for you into the very paradise of God. A place where you walk in all power and in all victory. No matter the depths which you are in, the Lord is able to turn your situation around. Amen. He's able to turn your wilderness situation. You know when Adam sinned, he was actually cast out from the garden of God into a wilderness type of condition. You know, in the wilderness, it is difficult to plant. The wilderness, you plant and you reap thorns. If you read this, the curse on Adam actually was to reap thorns. He sowed and he will reap thorns. Which is the thorns talk of the sorrow, the anguish of soul. Amen. The pain, the tribulation. Hallelujah. That is the thorns that humanity has. That's what you sow. All your working, all your labor, only to reap sorrow, only to reap sicknesses, diseases. Amen. Heartaches. That is the curse that is upon humanity. Amen. A wilderness condition. The soul turns to a wilderness condition. But when the soul now turns back to the Lord and begins to hear from the Lord again, when you begin to hear the message of God's kingdom, the free gift of God, the free gift of righteousness, you are what? You are turned back from your way of destruction. And your wilderness is turned into a garden. Amen? Hallelujah. Your wilderness is turned into a garden. So you can see it is a consciousness. It's a state of your being. That God now transforms it into a garden state. No matter your problem, the word of God does not fail. No matter where you've been. Amen? Hallelujah. No matter what you've done. If you hear this message today, just take a hold on it and do what? To run with it. Hold the message and run with it. Hallelujah. And enter into this promise. This great promise. This thing that has been announced from time immemorial. Hallelujah. This is the will of God. That every state, wilderness state in our lives will be turned around into a garden. Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesied. He says what? Ye who are the seed of Abraham. Ye who are follow after Abraham. Amen. Look unto the rock from which you are what? You are hewn. Hallelujah. Look unto Abraham. Look unto Sarah. Look how the Lord, turned their barrenness around into a fruitful situation. So the Lord will turn our barrenness around. Amen. The Lord will turn the sorrow around. All the sense of separation from the Lord will turn it around. All the sense of lack, of poverty, of unrighteousness within us, the Lord will turn it around in these last days. Amen. And you will feel the righteousness of God. Amen. The Bible says that those that hunger for righteousness will what? They will be filled with righteousness. You will feel it. Amen. No more condemnation in this place. Hallelujah. You will come to the full realization. Amen. And when there is no condemnation, everything is possible. You see it? The devil walks through condemnation. He takes away your power. Amen. He takes away your power to be fruitful by what? Condemning you. Amen. And religion does not help. Religion, they add to the condemnation. Amen. Your churches with their rules and regulations, your families and everything and all the systems of men only act to make you feel more and more unworthy of God. Amen. But if you listen to the Spirit, you understand that God has made you perfect. If you listen to the Spirit, you understand that all you have to do is to rediscover your true identity as sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. All you have to do is to rediscover the garden of God within you. All you have to do is to rediscover, amen, the beauty and the love of God. It's all locked up. So the Lord is saying, arise and awake. Enter into this place. Possess the land. Amen. Possess what the Lord is saying in these last days. Hallelujah. The Lord is turning our wildernesses in this hour into what? Back into a garden. Amen. Back to a place where you can joy again. Hallelujah. No matter what your childhood problem has been, were you molested by your parents? Were you molested by friends? Were you laughed at because of your weight problems? Were you a failure in one or two things? Your family plans didn't work out. Amen. You never had a job. Things never worked out for you. All you need to do is to arise into your consciousness. The consciousness of a son of God. Amen. Arise, pick up your identity. Amen. And you will discover that you are perfect. Amen. You discover that you are the son of the what? Of the living God. Amen. To those who believe, he has been given what? Power to walk as sons of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it greater than any other thing? Isn't it greater than any other thing to be a son of God? Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. Thank God for this message. We thank God for what he's doing in this hour. Pray, oh God, that we'll be hearers of the word, we'll be hearers and doers of the word. Amen. We pray for the spirit of continuity so that we can enter and possess. Let us enter and possess this garden of the Lord. Let us take a hold of it. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffered violence. The kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent do what? They take it by force. Yes. So let us take this gift of God by force. Let us take this reality of God by force. Amen.